You're walking into a city that looks 20th century because power repeatedly redrew it, not because nothing stood here before. What's in front of you is Mohamed V Square, officially named for the king who led Morocco to independence, popularly called Pigeons Square for the birds that live here. The square is the deliberate civic face of French colonial planning, and reading that face is the method of this walk. Look at what authority built, then test it against the working city around it. The square was laid out in 1916 under Resident General Hubert Liaute, designed by Henri Prost. Liaute, who came from Nancy, had that city's 18th century Place Stanislas serve as inspiration. The buildings around you went up in the 1920s and 1930s, law courts, post office, bank, administrative offices. All in what was called Moorish Revival, a style that combined French design principles with Mauro-Andalusian architectural forms. The combination was not decorative fusion, it was a legitimacy claim. The colonial administration announcing through architecture that it understood local tradition well enough to govern through it. The buildings are a roll call of colonial power, the courthouse from 1923, the post office from 1920, and the city hall and state bank, both finished in 1937. These buildings gathered the apparatus of colonial rule into one composed ensemble. The planned vistas were public theater as much as traffic engineering. The square was designed to be looked at to announce order. But the labor and craft that built this ensemble were Moroccan. The soft limestone, the carved details, the tile work, those came from local workshops, not French imports, and the planning system that produced the square was explicitly segregated. Prost's 1917 plan divided Casablanca into a ville indigène for Moroccans and a ville nouvelle for Europeans, fanning out to the east. The square sat at the boundary, linking the old walled city, the Medina, and the historic Jewish quarter, the Mella, with the new European city. What you're looking at is a hinge, the place where colonial authority staged its legitimacy, and where two planned cities, kept separate by design, were forced to meet. From here, you walk south toward a cinema whose Art Deco facade sold modern leisure at street scale, the architecture that made Casablanca a laboratory for 20th century form.